Philadelphia is taking a more targeted approach to homeless outreach. Workers are now focusing on specific areas and helping homeless people with individualized services. Mike and Scott reports from WHYY's Behavioral Health Desk.
Complaints about homeless people in Center City have been increasing lately, and some of them concern new gathering spots, says David Holloman. He directs community outreach for the Office of Supported Housing.
So what we did was looked at some of our maps, some of our data that we currently collect, and see where more people are starting to pop up, and also say, hey, outreach is out here. They're out here every day of the week.
Outreach workers now wear bright orange uniform shirts to be more visible.
You might be in a different space, different day.
Outreach worker Tom Felder is talking to a young man sitting on Arch Street near the convention center, one of the new hotspot areas. The man holds a sign that reads, "Veteran, please help."
So far, he hasn't expressed a willingness to accept any of the services that we offer, but through consistency, we're going to hope that eventually he will.
Felder's team is focusing on the area around the convention center. He says it often takes many attempts before a person is ready to accept help. Many of the homeless people have mental health and substance use issues, and outreach workers are trained to recognize these problems and to refer them to special services, says Arthur Evans. He heads the city's Department of Behavioral Health.
For example, we have programs called Safe Havens. Those are small, specialized shelters specifically designed for people who are experiencing mental illness or substance use.
Back at the convention center, Tom Felder tries to connect with other homeless people, but he doesn't have any takers. He accepts that, but he's ready to return later on or tomorrow.
Okay, so y'all good? Anything we can do?
I'm Mike and Scott, WHYY News.